with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the season-ending edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, your season ended with kind of a thud in Atlanta. And afterwards, you said we kind of ran out of gas a couple days later. Is that the way you feel about that ballgame?
Definitely. I think if you just watch the way we played, we were not sharp. You know, we didn't handle the football very well. We didn't tighten down. Our tackling wasn't where it needed to be. Just the basic fundamentals. Atlanta played extremely well. We knew we had to go in there and play at a high level, and we did not get that done.
Mike, the football team seemed to step slow when the game began. Atlanta seemed to be playing faster. Do you think it was a crazy travel day Saturday? I mean, you got to Atlanta about 3 hours late. Mm-hmm. Not according to schedule. Things kind of out of whack. Do you think, not an excuse, but maybe that played a role in kind of a start that was slow for quite a while?
Well, it did. I mean, it didn't help. I mean, and when you get into the sports science aspect of it, obviously the players, their clocks were a little off. But, you know, that really, to me, wasn't really the issue. You really break it down. You go back to the first drive by the Falcons. You know, we got to get off the field. You know, we had a number of third and long situations. We didn't play very good defense, you know, particularly in the coverage area at that particular time. So you got to get off the field, and then, you know, vice versa. We get the ball, and we go down. We're, you know, very favorable third down in the red zone area, and we make a mistake and don't pick up the blitz. So it's still football. It came down to football. I thought we were, you know, I wouldn't say a step slow, but, you know, we were in more of a counter-punching mode, and, you know, we just weren't good enough.
Mike, in a leadership sense, at halftime you're down 24-0 in the NFC Championship game. In a leadership sense, how do you deal with that? How did you handle halftime, I guess?
Well, you make your corrections, and I mean it was just, you know, the 19 first downs, that the big play you know, that they had on offense compared to, I think it was 16 good big plays for them and 7 for us. So I mean that was really reflective of what was going on. We talked about we needed turnovers. You know, we need to generate some turnovers. We need more attempts at the plate for the offense. I think we had 3 series there in the first half, and that's what really we were focused on. You know, we felt confident that we're going to be able to score points on our defense going into it. The slow start, you know, obviously put us in a big catch-up mode, particularly not getting points on those first 2 drives. So we were just really, you know, a lot of energy in the locker room. I mean, we knew exactly the situation we were in. And, you know, I thought they came out and they fought. But, you know, it clearly was not our best day.
Mike, you were able to get some of your walking wounded. In fact, all the guys that were questionable got them out there, including Jordy Nelson. And, I mean, what a moment for Green Bay Packer football and Packer fans to be proud the way he gutted it out with broken ribs.
No doubt. I mean, what Jordy went through to get on the field, it's special, and especially, I think, like a lot of injuries, if you don't know what you're really dealing with, it's even more of a challenge. So obviously it was a big challenge for him to get out there. A lot of credit to not only to Jordy, but to our medical staff and our equipment staff to put him in a situation where he was, you know, he was safe and he was comfortable to go out there and perform.
Mike, do you have to be careful about, as disappointing as the NFC Championship game was, do you have to be careful that you don't allow it to negate all the good, great things that you guys had to do to get to that point?
No doubt. And frankly, all the good stuff is why we were in that game. And really the message and the mindset for our football team is really the same as it was all year. We focused on the good things. You know, we stayed committed to the good things, and that's what got us through the tough moments. And frankly, that's what will get us through this moment and onto the next challenge of the off season. So, just like your opening questions on my show, I have to answer all the negative stuff, because that's always the focus. But that's the way it works. We get that. But so many great things happened this year. A lot of good things happened this year. Things that we obviously need to learn from and work on. That'll be our approach. But, we played for the NFC Championship. We're obviously disappointed. We're disappointed for our fans because, we felt very confident that we're going to have an opportunity to get to Houston.
Mike, you're going 100 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, it's over.
Yeah.
And the end comes suddenly. How do you deal with that? I mean, you are going 100 miles an hour and all full steam ahead, and all of a sudden, it's over. How do you deal with that?
It's hard. I mean, it's hard to get out of bed the next day, no doubt about it. But personally, I've still been going 100 mile an hour. I've had the opportunity the last 2 days to visit with every single player, going through the exit interview process, and that's the feedback is tremendous. It confirms so many of some of the things we've already talked about, just the culture and how we operate, and just the quality of a program that we have, the commitment from the players, how they're supported, how they're coached, and frankly staying in tune with the reality of what we accomplished, and and really taking some excitement into the off season, because every one of these players will go away, they'll start their they'll take a week off, they'll start their training. Every one of them has a plan. I mean, I just so impressed and proud of the maturity, the organization, of how they are already set their plan to this next segment of time to get ready for, train to get ready for the off-season program. So it'll probably hit me here in a couple of days, but I'm still cranking pretty good right now.
Thank you, Mike. More of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, those exit interviews you were talking about, when you're dealing with the young fellas, and you got a bunch of them, are they kind of one-way conversations? I mean, a young guy, rookie, talking to the head coach, how do those go?
Well, there's a reason why you do year three and above on the first day and then 3 years and below on the second day, because it is a different conversation, because there's just you're telling them more where you feel where they are in their career. And so, yes, it's definitely different. But I have a pretty structured list of questions, and just to make sure, not only their experience personally and professionally is clear, what their expectations are, the expectations in their role for the season, how we feel that they did, and really how we can all learn and improve. It's an opportunity for self-improvement for our football program, and obviously every player will benefit from that, and that's the whole theory behind the exit interview.
Mike, after you go through those interviews, what's next on the agenda? Do you begin evaluating this past season? What's next on the plate for your off-season program?
Well, we go right from the exit interviews with the players, and then we'll start with the three coordinators. We'll do that, and then from that, the coaching staff will take some time off, next week, the week leading into the Super Bowl, and then Monday after the Super Bowl, the whole evaluation process starts. We'll sit down and talk to each assistant coach. We'll go through all the different things, their job responsibilities, their job description, anything we need to adjust, and just start, start the process of getting ready for next year.
Articles in the paper already about this. You got free agency coming up and some name guys, a number of them becoming free agents. And I know you can't tell us, we're going to sign this guy or that guy. But internally, how does that process work between you guys and the personnel department? Do you have a wish list, and you get together with Ted? How does all that pan out?
Well, I mean, you go through what we just went through, then you sit down as a staff and you go through that, and just to make sure, we're clear on how we view each and every player, and obviously the personnel department will have their opinions on how they view them, and then, with that, Ted and I will sit down and usually maybe rest ball, at some point. It's not just one conversation; it's an ongoing conversation, really something that goes on through the whole season. So, with that, it'll start that free agent process.
Of course, some of the issues that occurred during the Falcon game wasn't the first time had some trouble stopping a high-powered passing attack. I wanted to ask you about a couple of young fellows, second-year guys, Demaryius Randle, Quentin Rollins, both of them dealt with injuries this year and so forth. Yeah. How are you looking at those two young guys?
I think, number one, they'll definitely learn from this experience. They both had, the injury, the battle that you see in time the players kind of go through, and sometimes it kind of comes in bunches. And I think both those guys had that this year. They had multiple injuries. And I know they both have a plan already, where they're going to train in the offseason. They're going to get started here in about a week and a half. And really, like anything, you have to apply those lessons as you move forward. And they're going to start to get ready for next year.
I wanted to ask you about another individual player. How much did Jared Cook's presence mean to your football team this year, Mike?
Oh, it definitely helped. There's no doubt about it. He's a playmaker. He gives us, a weapon. We obviously try to utilize there, once he got healthy. So he's able to play any position. You can put him out to the single receiver side, can play any of the three to the field positions. And so, with that, he's a big target. He's got a lot of range, and I thought he was a really good fit for us this year.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the head coach hits the telestrator. Stay with us.
Jordy Nelson wide right, press coverage across the board. Rodgers moves Rutkowski to his right and takes the snap. Quick toss right side. Jordy Nelson's got it. They beat Robert Alford on a slant off the right side.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And, Mike, I selected this play because I was kind of confused. At first I thought it was run, and then I thought it was pass, and pretty soon it's touchdown, the Green Bay Packers. Could you sort it all out for us?
Definitely. It's a run, pass option. You can see Aaron has a pass option on both sides. You can see that they're playing. They got a six-man box. We got five blockers there in the core. So with that, we'll take a look at it. Then you see Aaron goes hard counts, see if he's going to get any movement. He switches Rutkowski because he wants the action to go away from where he's going to throw the football. So you can see that. You can see obviously the reaction you get here. It creates a nice throwing lane for him. He leaves the line in the one back, actually the run going the other way. He has Rip here for the action to take care of the free man Freeney on the edge. And it gives him a nice throwing lane there for Jordy. And you go up top and just watch the route here. That's a tight red zone slant. And the biggest thing is to get the DB off his grass and watch Jordy work him. He gets him to flip his hips. It's over. So it's a great route, great action, nice pocket. You can see the run sell up front because really the line is not even sure if he's going to run it or throw it here. And you got a three-man combination down here, route concept. So excellent adjustments here by Aaron at the last scrimmage.
A couple questions for you. That route and move by Jordy, he almost breaks Robert Alford's ankles. I mean, you talk about sudden out of a break. That was it, huh?
Well, if you look at it, you can see Jordy's doing a great job selling the fly route. You come down here to the bottom of the screen, you can see Geronimo running the fly route. So, Geronimo's selling the slant with the inside move. They're playing slant down below. He runs the fly. Then you can see up top, obviously, he's playing the fly. Jordy snaps it on the slant. So, great job of the route running, but it's a clear picture of the footwork. And look at the hand action there. Swipe the hand placement, clean inside, clean throw for Aaron. Is excellent execution.
One other question for you, Mike, if we could go back to the lower portion of the screen there. So, actually, in this run-pass thing, you've got initially two options. He can go left or right. He chose to go right. And it's the kind of thing that it seems from the outside looking in, you guys have really broadened your horizons in the whole run-pass option concept, haven't you?
I would definitely. I mean, we're trying to take advantage of how they're going to play us, particularly in these tight areas. You can see, obviously, if Aaron would have left Rutkowski on this side, he could have had the action going away, and he could have worked the three-man concept down here. Obviously, you have the fly route by Geronimo, but you can see the rub here by Richard Rodgers for Randall Cobb. So you can see the option that he has down here to the three-man side and the one-on-one up top with Jordy Nelson.
Thank you, Mike. Really good stuff. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, I'd kind of like to go and run down your draft class, the rookies from this season, and see what you thought after their first year of professional football, and beginning with Kenny Clark, young nose tackle.
I thought Kenny had a heck of a year. I thought he really, the second half of the season, just really took a huge step. So you tend to forget how young Kenny is and just really the excitement of what's in front of him. So Kenny's going to be an excellent player for us, and he grew up a lot this year, and he did a heck of a job. Very pleased with the way he played.
I'll tell you what, one area he didn't need to grow in is strength. That man is
powerful. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he has a great anchor. You know, he's his flexibility in his lower half, too. So he's only going to get better.
Second rounder, Jason Spriggs. Now, there's a young man with a world of potential, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And really, Jason having the opportunity to play inside, you know, is something that we visited about in his exit interview. You know, he liked it in there. You know, it was different. It was a different world, and had to learn some patience and obviously the leverage. But I thought he did a lot of really good things. And like you said, he's extremely athletic, and I think he's going to be an excellent player for us also.
I think he has something in common with your third-round pick, Kyler Fackrell. They both have so much room to get big, don't they?
Oh, no doubt. And Kyler, you look at the impact that he made on special teams initially, and then when he got the opportunity on defense, just so productive. Very instinctive football player. When I watch him play, the game comes easy to him. You know, and I think when you look at guys like Kyler, they're three sport athletes in high school, and they have that natural instinct and awareness about them, and he's only going to get better.
Blake Martinez, he was playing a ton, and then a knee injury kind of sidelined him and never quite got all the way back, but did some nice things against the Falcons. How do you see him?
I mean, he's got a great first year to build off of. I mean, you think of just talk about the responsibility you put on that young man to call the defenses there early in the season to start the season. So another fine young player that's going to be an excellent player for us.
Another fellow in the defensive line with Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry. There's a young guy that listens to his coach because he tries to do it right all the time. Have you noticed that about him? He works on his technique.
Absolutely. And you look at the adjustment he made from the five technique going inside to play the three and the one. He's got a bright future in there. But what a motor. You know, what a football player, what an instinctive player, the detail of how he plays, and he just plays one way. And, once he got, he was playing probably 7, 8, 9 snaps a game, and then once we gave him a real opportunity, he really produced.
How about Trevor Davis? Now, he's got that commodity you can't coach. He can fly, can he? He's got that speed.
Definitely, and he can track the football, too, now. I mean, you're talking about a young man. I think that's got a lot of growth in front of him. Another young man I think is going to be excellent football player. So he's unique, but let's not forget about him as a returner. I thought he did some good things in the return game, and it was unfortunate that he was inactive there for that stretch, but really improved and was really ready to go here at the end of the season.
One more guy to talk about, Kyle Murphy, and haven't seen him in regular season NFL action. Mm-hmm. However, I know this. The veteran O-linemen, they kind of like the kid. And I always think that's a good sign. You know, they only like the guys they think can play eventually.
Oh, definitely. And multiple position player, too, also. So I thought he grew a lot this year. And he has a lot in front of him. But you talk about instincts, awareness, intelligence. You know, he's got that. He's an Irish guy. So, hey, God
not
bless
all
him.
Bad there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no doubt. So, but no, Kyle's going to have a big offseason. And I look for him to, compete and for the opportunity to play multiple positions.
Thank you, Mike. And we'll wrap up the show and the season when we come back.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, you just got through coaching your 11th Green Bay Packer team. And how will you remember this particular group?
Definitely one of the special ones, without a doubt. I feel like a broken record here, but their energy, their commitment, their focus, they never blinked. I mean, if there's ever a group that believed higher than any of them that this was the one. They just stayed the course. I mean, no matter what was going on around us, the work ethic and the energy that they brought to the workplace each and every day was extremely consistent. And with that, I have a great appreciation for that. We all know, you know, the path that we took this year is definitely a different one, but it's a group that, it will always be special to me because they fought out of a big hole that we put ourselves into and just took took a tremendous run at it. So, we obviously didn't finish it, but it's a group that got a lot done.
Mike, thank you. Enjoyed it. Have a great off season. And you have a great off season as well. Until next time, take care.